Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Rare editions of Pushkin are vanishing from libraries around Europe.
May 1st, 2024, by Rachel Donadio for the New York Times.
Police are investigating what they believe is a vast, coordinated series of thefts of rare 19th century Russian books, primarily first and early editions of Pushkin from libraries across Europe.
Since 2022, more than 170 books valued at more than $2.6 million have vanished, according to Europol. In most cases, the originals were replaced with high-quality copies. The thefts have led libraries to boost security and put dealers on high alert about the provenance of Russian books.
How Russian rare books came to be at the center of a possible multinational criminal conspiracy is a story of money and geopolitics as much as of crafty forgers and lackluster library security.
Authorities believe the thieves are smaller fish operating on behalf of bigger fish. But who is behind the thefts and what motivates them? These remain open questions.
And now, here is All the Magic We Make, written by Robert A.K. Gagneau, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024.
Holy shit!
I'm sorry, the door.
Yes, it does that.
Okay, anyway, hi, good morning. I'm wondering if you might have...
Sorry. Don't worry about it, Hepcap. To be honest, the whole thing is mostly just a gas at this point.
Sorry?
A gas? A gag? A big tickle? A joke? Something silly said for a laugh with no practical purpose.
Oh, right, sure. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, seeing as
we're in Deadsville. Yep, ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Chickens?
Sorry, I mean it's just me, your humble librarian. I tend to use a lot of dated references, to be sure, from simpler times. It's a vibe, you dig?
Oh, sorry, I'm not from around.
I can tell.
That obvious, huh?
I don't mean to ruffle your feathers. I'm just perceptive like that. So, what can I do from you today? Can I do for you today? No, wait, let me consult my crystal ball. You're getting the online access denied message. No. You said you're not from around here, so that means, you're a access transfer. You moved to New Queens from the Upper Farm Territories. Now we're cooking. You're new to New Queens from Upper Farm Territories, transferring your universal access via the library. I could tell you were with it when you walked in here. People don't realize that since we consolidated access points, you could get all your access at any access node, but no one really comes in unless they're looking for... Oh my goodness, I gotta cut the gas, don't I? But did I hit the target?
Kind of. I was in Islandia until recently. I already switched my access. My credentials should be good
to go. That's an Islandic accent?
No.
Okay, mysterious. I can dig it, Daddy-O. Welcome to New Queens. Welcome to NNQ Branch 228. What can I do for you today?
Thank you. I saw in the Oracle database that you have original recordings in your holdings here, so
Indeed we do! Best antique format collection in NNQ. I am quite proud of it. Actually, I do a lot of the acquisitions myself. In fact, just the other day, I was scrounging around and I like...
That's amazing! And I appreciate that that the system is keeping the antique formats. I was hoping I might take a listen to a particular vinyl record.
Which one?
Taylor Swift's Speak Now.
I'd have to have a check and confirm that we have it. But you are familiar with the Glide system, the library's remote access, I presume?
Yes, the Taylor's version is available there, but I'm specifically interested in hearing the 2010 original. I can't find it anywhere, except on so-called dead formats. The long player you have here seems to be the only one available in the territory.
Yeah, I think it just may be. So, why you want to spin that particular slice of wax?
Oh, well, I'm somewhat of a amateur ethnomusicologist, and I am interested in hearing the differences in the recordings, the vocal approach that Miss Swift used, and how her voice differs and matures between the versions, so I might better understand the artist.
Your request is denied.
What?
Your request is denied. Shut down. You may as well agitate the gravel. Capiche?
But just like that?
Yes.
Can I ask why?
I'm in charge of the library. I don't believe you're telling me the truth. And I've had some run-ins with amateur researchers like you. Your request is denied.
Is there any sort of, like, appeals process?
You can submit an appeal form via Oracle from your personal unit.
But I would be making the appeal to
me!
So, can I just do that now? Here, with you?
No. There are systems in place. Use them as directed.
Okay. Okay. But when I do, I'm not gonna change your mind, am I?
I'll be honest with you. No, you are not. Them's the breaks. Good day.
Oh. Okay. Well, thanks anyway. Wow, what a racket!
It's broken. Like just about every other wonderful, magical update they keep making.
Why, hello, my friend. May I speak to the head of collections, please?
What are you doing?
I'm afraid I don't understand you, sir. Ma'am.
I already told you, in no uncertain terms, access denied.
I'm sorry, you must be thinking of someone else. I have never been here before. This is my first time in your lovely cathedral of knowledge. I have come from afar.
All you did was throw on some shades, a wrinkled jacket, a bad accent, and are those parachute pants?
Okay, fine. You got me. Just a guess, as you said. Sorry. I'll leave you alone.
I hope they fix your door soon!
You and me both.
Good afternoon, man. What a lovely library! Oh, and don't you look lovely in those glasses?
I could say the same about you. Groucho Marx glasses? Really?
Look, can we just talk about this?
Nothing to talk about. Beat it. Split. What? Access denied.
What could you just, I don't know, hear me out?
This isn't about me trying to be a wet rag, you dig? The records in this library mean a lot to me. Every slice of wax has been curated, cleaned, collated, and catalogued by yours truly, me, on my own. Everyone said vinyl was on its way out, and they were right. Everyone said rock and roll was dying, and they were right. Everyone said my poodle skirts and these cat-eye glasses were no longer the bee's knees, and they were all right about that too. But now that the Glide system is available universally, where everything is supposed to be completely available, all of it, well, what do you know? Suddenly everyone's wondering where their favourite songs are. Suddenly, folks ken to the fact that they've got us by the short and curlies. Everything isn't there to stream on Glide. No matter how they try to double-speak you into believing it's got everything you could ever need, suddenly, the minute you can't just laugh it off as old-fashioned and square, the past has value. you. Maybe the library catalogs aren't ridiculous, huh?
Yes, yes, I completely agree.
Don't try to butter me up, buttercup.
No!
I'm
not trying to buttercup you. I agree with you. It's why I'm here. I want to hear that record. It's the one I know.
Why? What's so special about it?
Oh, it's stupid.
If it's stupid, beat feet out of here, then who cares?
You know what? You're right. It's not stupid. My sister used to play that record all the time. I mean all the time. Like, literally nonstop for months on end. That record was on repeat, coming from her little computer speakers while she did her homework, from her phone as she'd walk around the house, from the Bluetooth speaker that she got for her birthday. You could even hear it from her earbuds while she slept. She actually had a copy of the LP too. She'd spin it on her father's stereo when she could get away with it. I thought I'd lose my mind hearing all these overly earnest teen girl anthems on repeat. That's why I want to hear it. Because you're right. It's only when it's not there do you realize you miss it.
Your sister?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Heard. Hearing it takes you back, huh?
Maybe. I hope. It's been a while since I heard it, and, well, like you said, it's just the Taylor's version streaming on Glide. They're different. Not bad, but different. When I hear the newer version, it's just off.
I'm sorry you can't hear the record here.
No, right. Access denied.
No. I believe you're on the level now, doll. I've flipped like a B-side. Access has been granted. But we don't have the record.
But on Oracle, it's listed.
Yeah, I haven't had the heart to take the listings down yet. I guess I just want to believe they'll reappear one day. They convinced us these things. Objects. They don't matter at all.
They?
You know who. They'll provide. Don't worry. It's not going anywhere. It's available. Push the button. All the world's culture at your fingertips. And they were right. Mostly. The old formats are just stuff. For the most part. Except when they're not. Except when it's that song you used to sing with your friends all night in the backseat of your buddy's car. Or the one you remember dancing awkwardly to. Or that recording your classmate's shitty band made at school. And you think you're going crazy because it's not available to stream from Glide. And you can't just pull out a mixtape, or the book, or the LP, or that magazine, because
that's why you were so suspicious of a stranger coming in. Somebody nicked them. Huh.
Not all of them, but too many.
But if the system's moved on from the dead formats, why?
You'd be amazed what rich bastards will pay for, and the prices they'll pay for it. And where there's a market, some folks will find a way to fill the demand. I went to put on a Carl Perkins record and found that someone had made off with my blue suede shoes. Not just the Perkins either. Tons of them. In almost every sleeve, there were just flat, round pieces of plastic without grooves. Falsies. Like metal washers on a string into the pinball machine.
I'm sorry. That's awful.
Right? Stealing from a library. If I ever catch them, boy, are they cruising for a bruising. I shouldn't be so angry about it. Again, at the end of the day, it's just stuff, antiques that most people don't care about or even have their technology to use anymore.
Well, yeah, of course it is just a slice of wax with grooves, mass-produced by the millions, but there aren't too many of them around anymore, and stuff, the right stuff, for the right reasons, can be more than priceless.
Ain't that the truth, Ruth? It's a fine line between holding on for a reason and just hoarding. Lucky for me, librarians have the luxury of leaning into the hoarding side for a bit.
I hope
you can rebuild your collection.
Thanks, Daddy-O.
Well, thank you, anyway. Good day.
I said, remember this moment in the back of my mind.
I'm surprised you know any of those songs.
Hey, just because I talk like a James Dean movie doesn't mean I'm stuck in the 50s. Certified Swiftie. You held your head like a hero
on a history book page. It was the end of a decade, but the start of an age.
Sorry, I'm not much of a singer.
No, neither am I, but when in Rome, right? Feels good to hear it, anyway.
Yeah?
Cloud Nine doll.
This has been All the Magic We Make, written by Robert A.K. Gagneau, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow, featuring Danielle Kendler-Rhodes and Rabin Luyat. Performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, May 6th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagneau. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram, like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook, and you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.